from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. As part of KQED's election coverage, we're taking a look at two local ballot measures, one in San Ramon, one in Richmond. In each case, voters are being asked to consider how they want their cities to look. The decisions they make could affect those communities for generations. In our first story, reporter Amy Standen takes us to Richmond, where voters are weighing a plan to build the state's first Vegas-style urban casino.
Over the years, Point Mulati on the Richmond shoreline has been many things to many people. A place for the Navy to store bunker fuel, a community of Chinese shrimpers, and the world's largest winery. Today, Point Mulati is just quiet.
If you want to see an eagle or a hawk in the East Bay, come here.
Lek Namovich is a conservation analyst for the California Native Plant Society. Behind him are a handful of abandoned buildings, palm and oak trees, and a clear view across the bay to Mount Tamalpais.
The landscape here is just phenomenal. We consider this area to be the Marin Headlands of the East Bay.
Point Mulati has some of the best native coastal grasslands in the East Bay, Namovich says, plus rich eelgrass beds and habitat for the western snowy plover, a federally recognized threatened species. Namovich says this precious slice of coastline will be jeopardized if Richmond voters approve Measure U. That is, if voters say yes to a project that developer Jim Levine describes this way.
We're talking about building a $1 billion world-class, I'm talking about four-star on the scale of Monaco and Pebble Beach, a world-class destination resort with hotels, convention center.
And a casino. Levine's company, Upstream, has partnered with an Indian tribe, the Giddyville Band of Pomo Indians, based in Mendocino. If the project succeeds, much of Point Mulati will become the Giddyville's new permanent Indian reservation. Levine says plans for the site include habitat restoration and over 100 acres of open space. In fact, he says the casino is the only way that Point Mulati is ever going to get cleaned up.
All the buildings are uninhabitable. Most have lead and asbestos. So to do anything at this site, it looks like about $150 million.
Levine points to other former military bases in the Bay Area, like Alameda and Mare Island.
How many of those are developed now? None. It takes a huge amount of capital, private capital, to make every one of these things work.
Measure U is a non-binding advisory measure. So even if the voters approve it, the project still will need approval from the Richmond City Council and also from the federal government. But a strong vote either way could send a powerful message. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
30 miles southeast in the city of San Ramon, voters are deciding a measure that would substantially expand city limits. Measure W is one of several urban growth measures on local ballots this November. Lauren Summer has more.
If you drive through San Ramon, past rows of suburban homes, you'll end up here, where the houses end and open land begins.
This really is the edge of development.
Matt Vanderslice is with the Greenbelt Alliance, an environmental nonprofit.
You've got the beautiful rolling hills of the Tussajara Valley, and then more and more open space stretching out essentially until the Central Valley.
The Tussajara Valley is at the center of a hot debate in San Ramon. It's a sparsely developed strip of land in the dry, grassy hills just south of Mount Diablo.
This is one of our most important wildlife corridors, and it's also just an important piece of the mosaic of protected lands across the Bay Area.
Measure W would put 1,600 acres of this valley in San Ramon city limits by expanding the urban growth boundary. More than 40 cities in the Bay Area use these boundaries, typically to control the growth of housing development. So since Measure W would increase the size of the city of San Ramon by 19%, you might expect supporters to be pro-development.
There is no secret plan to develop Tussajara Valley.
Eric Wallace is on the San Ramon Planning Commission. Wallace says the reason city planners are supporting Measure W is so the city can decide the future of Tussajara Valley. Today, the valley belongs to Contra Costa County.
We felt very strongly that this area should be within our urban growth boundary because we've had some negative experiences with having the county plan areas that wound up going into San Ramon.
Right now, Tussajara Valley is zoned for agricultural use. If a developer wants to build something bigger than 30 acres, today it would require a countywide vote. Wallace says that isn't local enough.
Bottom line is, who do you trust? Do you trust someone who lives in the same city and as responsive to you as a voter? Or do you trust someone who lives miles and miles away?
If Measure W passes, the Valley's future would be decided by city officials without going to voters. And that's what concerns opponents like the Greenbelt Alliance's Matt Vanderslice.
About 70% of the land here in the Tasajara Valley that would be affected by Measure W is owned by major developers and land speculators. The only reason to expand an urban growth boundary is to open up an area for development.
Voters in Petaluma, Santa Rosa, and Cloverdale will also be deciding urban growth measures in November. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
For all our coverage of the November 2nd election, go to kqednews.org.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, with additional support from the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation.